Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Michael Angelucci of Level Financial Advisors is with us on the WBEN Liveline this morning. Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Friday gave a hint of possibly opening the door to a long-awaited interest rate cut. Michael, how did you interpret what he had to say?
Well, the Fed has what is known as a dual mandate, right? They have to manage inflation, keep inflation down, and also keep unemployment down. And sometimes trying to do that is like walking a tightrope. So up to this point, Powell's speeches have been pretty firm. And we are bringing inflation down to 2%. We're not quite there yet. But in this speech, what was interesting, which kind of started to say maybe he's looking more at the employment side of things, is he made a comment along the lines of the downside risks to employment are rising, which means that when he further clarified that, was he was saying that employers aren't hiring. Although unemployment is down, employers aren't hiring. And then the worry is, do they do layoffs, which could spiral into decreasing employment levels? And the other interesting thing about that was that he made a comment about with employers not hiring, that means laborers don't have pricing power, meaning wage power, which is not inflationary. So he's basically saying, I'm comfortable maybe lowering interest rates. Employment is not going to drive inflation at this point as he sees it, which started a market rally. So, okay, a little bit of pivot of focusing on inflation and focusing now on employment.
It's almost where money and politics start to intersect here, where are we really to believe that now they're worried more about employment and what's happening with people losing jobs perhaps in the next several months? Or is it the pressure from the White House getting the Fed to have a different tone?
I don't think so. I think up to this point, Powell has been pretty firm with his position and with the economic numbers. He's been focused on bringing down inflation to 2%, and he's still saying that is in their crosshairs. But he's also got to look at, you know, Congress is going to hold him accountable to the employment numbers too. So it's just not the president; it's Congress too when he has to testify in front of Congress. So it is, you know, we've talked for a few times about this worry of stagflation with unemployment not coming down, but the economy not doing well. And then what does the Fed do? So when inflation isn't doing well, the Fed's got to keep, when inflation is high, the Fed's got to keep interest rates high. But when the economy's not doing well and employment isn't doing well, they need to bring interest rates down. So they are really in a difficult position right now, and we're just going to have to see how they play. And in fact, the one last thing I'll say about it is there's still other Fed governors. We know there's a couple that have said were proponents of lowering interest rates last time they met, but there's still other Fed governors, if you look at some of the interviews out there, that are saying they're still worried about inflation. That's still more of a priority for them. And so it's just not a final decision by one man or one woman. It's the 12 governors that will make the ultimate decision as rates come down or stay.
When do you think this could possibly happen, an interest rate cut? Would September be too soon? That's the next meeting.
Yeah, that's what everyone's thinking, is that they'll lower interest rates a quarter of a point. There's an 80% probability, and the people that look at these things are saying there's an 80% probability that there will be a rate cut in September. But it's not a sure thing. I mean, we could still have worse inflation numbers or better employment numbers that would say, okay, let's keep interest rates where they are. So the probabilities are they'll probably lower a quarter percent in September. And then the question is, what do they do, I believe, in October and December?
Well, what do you think they're doing in the future here, in the near-term future? And what's the real impact that people would see every day if there is to be a rate cut in the near future?
The rate cuts will immediately help. I shouldn't say immediately, but they will help businesses. Maybe with short-term financing, maybe help with the employment. But the inflation, whether lowering interest rates will do anything with inflation, probably not so much. The rates that people are looking at with inflation will be predicted based on what the Fed does, but it'll be the longer-term rates that will affect things like mortgages and car loans. So, again, kind of going back to this tightrope walk of what does the Fed do with rates and what it signals, what it does with short-term rates will have an effect on whether the longer-term rates, whether people in the market feel the longer-term rates or the people that buy and sell in what is known as the bond market, which sets the longer-term rates, how that will affect those things.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The tough one.
I want to also ask you about Cracker Barrel. There's been a big backlash to its rebranding. From your perspective, what's happened to its stock late last week?
Well, at one point it was down 15%, and I think it came back up a little bit. Year to date, actually, Cracker Barrel is up a little bit, but over the last five years, it has not been good. So this is, they're calling this an anti-meme stock. What Cracker Barrel's been doing the last few years is redesigning their stores. They've been moving away from this kind of country homey aesthetic into a more clean look. And one of the reasons is that their base, their clientele, almost 50% of them are over 55. So, you know, management there is looking at, okay, who do we have to appeal to for the next 50 years, right? So they're redesigning their stores, they're changing some menu items, and then they had this logo redesign, which was very clean. They got rid of the gentleman that was on there. And so that created a social media backlash, which started a whole frenzy of selling. And it's really, from my perspective, an interesting thing because, you know, we're seeing in this world with GameStop and AMC and other meme stocks that were driven up, that attention and social media hype can trump fundamentals of the stock. There's an old, and we'll see how it flushes out. There's an old saying from Ben Graham, who was a teacher to Warren Buffett. He famously said, in the short run, the market is a voting machine. In the long run, it's a weighing machine. In other words, you know, animal spirits and people's opinions will drive stock prices early on, but over time, we'll see. So over time, we'll see whether, you know, these changes will be profitable for the company. But the thing companies have to look at is perception matters. And if there's a lot of people that think that some of the argument is that Cracker Barrel has become too woke, right? They're getting rid of their Southern heritage. There's some, you know, they've got a woman CEO that has been favorable to DEI kind of things. So there's kind of this backlash there. And it could be a potential like Busch Light and Target where they do lose customers over time. So will the loss of those customers be made up by gains in new customers and new sales? Time will tell, but I think they're going to lose customers. And if anybody's interested, just go to Twitter and look at what's trending with Cracker Barrel, and you'll see a big debate.
Hey, Michael, thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate it. Michael Angelucci, Level Financial Advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.